Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
And I'm Tony.
How you doing, man?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Have you seen any previews that you are excited for in the upcoming Christmas season?
That's
when a lot of cool movies come out.
Yeah.
Other than Star Wars, obviously.
Oh, obviously. The Revenant.
Yeah, that looks cool. That's the bear movie where he gets shot and there's bears in it, right?
There's one bear.
Mm-hmm. Bear.
And he gets attacked by it. I think what happens is...
Who's in that? Keanu Reeves?
Not at all.
I'm just kidding. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leonardo, Tom
Bane.
Hardy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope he's actually Bane in
you know,
it.
I just watched a Star Trek movie, Nemesis, and he's the bad guy. Tom Hardy is in that film.
When did that come out?
Like 90s.
Wow, that's weird. I thought his career kind of took off like around like Inception? That's when I started like really know. Bronson, I guess, was before that.
Yeah.
That wasn't a huge flick.
Bronson was the first film I saw him in.
Okay.
I think.
That's crazy. Nemesis, I remember that one. Wasn't that like about like kind of the Borg, right?
Yeah, it was so awesome. Locutius.
Does it hold up?
Oh, yeah, man.
Really?
All those old Star Trek movies hold up solid.
I feel like they don't.
Oh, dude. Search for Spock. Awesome.
That's kind of like what the first
Wrath
movie.
Wrath of Khan?
Yeah, well, yeah. And,
original?
Well, no. Wrath of Khan, yeah, and then they kind of remade that for Into Darkness.
Yeah, but Wrath of Khan, the original, is awesome, too.
What do you like better?
They're different. They're totally different.
I know, but what do you like better?
I mean, you know, the
you
new
can compare
ones.
Them.
The new ones, and you can't really, but.
What would you rather watch? Someone gave you a choice of two DVDs.
On a desert island?
Yeah, sure.
I'd say the new one because
it's sick.
Longer and more visually astounding.
It is really good. Lots of lens flares. Everyone seemed to love that on the internet.
You love it.
I saw a movie called Into the Heart of the Sea.
Into the Heart of the Sea.
Is that what it's called?
Heart of the Sea?
I thought it was Into the Heart of the Sea.
Oh, okay.
It's a movie about Moby Dick. And it's like the true events that inspired the story. And I was like,
it's about a whale?
Yeah.
Like it's based on the whale?
Yeah, it follows the whale and like you know through birth and shit like that. It's
not
come up
not Ahab?
No, which is played by Thor, which I'm stoked for.
I'm excited.
Did you watch the preview for it? It looks insanely huge.
I think I saw it.
You think you did?
It's like so lame, I forgot.
Really? You're not excited for it?
No, I am. I just really like fucking with you in the morning.
Oh, it's not the morning, it's noon.
Well.
What are you making for lunch?
Scrambled eggs. So.
Into the Heart of the Sea, yeah.
Into the Heart of the Sea.
It's a book, too. Oh, okay, so it...
Moby Dick?
No. It's called Into the Heart of the Sea. Let's see. The Tragedy of Whale Ship Essex. That's what it's called.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I saw something online about X-Men Apocalypse's Nicholas Holt on the film's scale and intense villain. Are you excited for this?
I'm excited for Nicholas Holt doing anything.
Is he playing Apocalypse?
I don't know, but he was Knox in Fury Road.
Knox. The witness man.
The war boy, yeah.
Sprayed his mouth like the fucking... He's like, oh, my two mates that are killing me.
Or Knox, whatever it is.
That dude, yeah. He plays Beast.
Really?
Yeah, he's been Beast in all
those
films.
He's the nerd in all those.
Yeah, yeah. Hank. But yeah, so... I don't know. I'm excited for it, but I just feel like Apocalypse looked kind of poopy. And everyone was comparing him to Ivan Ooze, obviously from the Power Rangers movie.
Ah, the purple evil secret ooze.
I feel like they've ever since like Comic-Con they've been going back in and color correcting him a lot and shit like that.
Well, they should really Zack Snyder him up so he's not so cartoony.
You heard about them bringing back the 92 X-Men, right? The animated series. They're
animating it again?
No, they're like continuing the storyline and with the kind of same
but making it new
animation.
New cartoons.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but continuing the actual storyline of it, which is fucking wild. It's all on Hulu if you want to check it out. It's a great show. I loved that show growing up. That and Batman were my two favorites as a kid. And Power Rangers, obviously. But
dark
that was an
noir Gotham.
Yeah, it's so good. Drawn on black paper. So neat. Anything else that you've seen coming up that you would, like to mention or?
No, not in terms of like trailers or anything. I just really, you know, just hanging in there for Star Wars.
Yeah, it's going to be so good.
Getting real hard for it.
Oh yeah. I can't wait to see, Captain like Phasma. I can't remember her name. It's the, Rhiannith of Tarth.
I really want to see Jessica Jones.
Yeah. That comes out the 20th.
Dude.
And it's gotten
really... I watched, like, the extended preview for it. I was like, dude, this is bad as fuck. Like,
and you heard, like, at the, like, when they first released that they were doing Daredevil, they were going to do Jessica Jones, well, Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Iron Fist, and Luke Cage, all as different seasons.
Yeah.
Luke Cage is seeming to pop up in this, but now they're like, we don't know how to do Iron Fist in this kind of universe that we've created, like the... Very, well, not really realistic, but kind of gritty, like, type feel.
Yeah.
Iron Fist is like, I got magic, and I can punch real hard. Like, that's kind of his thing. But Jessica Jones, like, flies and shit. Like, she's very, not, like, just, she's not Batman. She's got, like, special powers.
Not Batman, but...
And even Daredevil does. He can see, like, the world on fire. God, that's so sick. But, I mean, I just don't understand why they couldn't do that. But I heard that they might be doing, a full movie of Iron Fist, and that's how they're going to introduce him.
I don't know anything about Iron Fist. I just thought the Jessica Jones looking right and looked tight.
Yeah, I'm stoked for Jessica Jones. November 20th, all the episodes, but we don't get it until 3 a.m.
It's all good. I'll wait till the 21st.
Yeah, the 3 a.m. You know why they do the 3 a.m.?
No.
Because Pacific time. They get it. They get it at midnight. We get it at 3 a.m. because they can't release it for like spoilers and all that bullshit.
Oh.
But then again, they'd only get through 3 episodes. Come on, what's the big deal?
Yeah, only going to spoil 3 hours.
That second episode of Daredevil just is so sick. That fucking, the hallway scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so good. I can't wait to see what they do with her, and it seems like it's going to be really good. I don't know the character from the comics at all, but I'm stoked for it. Daredevil is one of my favorites. His Frank Miller run, The Man Without Fear and Born Again were really good. And then Kevin Smith did one called Guardian Devil. And that kind of continues the storyline of those two books. Those are fantastic. And that's kind of what loosely the show's based off of, like Sticks in it and shit like that.
Yeah.
Do you think Daredevil's going to be in Jessica Jones?
Excuse me. Sorry, I got coffee down the wrong pipe.
Oh, good.
Why not? You know what I mean? They're both Netflix.
Yeah.
So why not pump them in
there?
They're
going to shoot their load on Jessica
Jones. Or maybe just make those comments, you know, like, oh, in Hell's Kitchen, he's doing this.
Yeah, I don't know. Does Jessica Jones take place in Hell's Kitchen? I thought all of them kind of did. That's why the Defenders get together, like Luke Cage, Iron Fist, Jessica Jones.
Oh, they
Daredevil.
All kick it right there in that
I feel
one?
Like they do. And Hell's Kitchen is not big. Not big at all. Like, Gotham's a whole city.
Yeah,
Hell's Kitchen's like a little,
like 4 blocks.
Yeah, it's not even like a borough. Like, it's just kind of like a place. You know, it's weird. But I'm interested to see what happens. And I heard that, like, once they're done with this, they're either doing a Defenders miniseries with all of them, which would be awesome, or a movie. I really hope they go for the miniseries. Because, like, with them being able to...
Miniseries is tight.
And not only that, like, with them being able to do, like, a season of, like... How many episodes was Daredevil? 8?
Yeah.
With them be able to do 8, you can get so much of the character arcs and stuff like that going and so much... Get more behind the characters, which I had trouble with in Ronin, the movie of the week, and we'll talk about that.
Oh,
also, the language barrier,
you're
too.
You're too stupid.
Really fucked me up.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I don't speak fucking French, asshole.
Well...
Way to get a movie from them.
Get some culture. Come on.
Aquaman movie recruits Wrath of the Titans writer, the best one.
Oh, man. Sorry.
Did you like Clash of the Titans, the remake of that?
I coughed up a piece of poop
shit
in my mouth, yeah.
Did you like Clash of the Titans?
No, and I
really
don't know how much they had to pay Ralph Fiennes to be in that piece of shit, but...
God, Wrath of the Titans. That's the one where him and Liam Neeson are fucking, like... Just using their powers and like fighting a whole bunch of
like
side by
we're
side.
We're weak. We don't have enough of the powers.
But they're also
us.
Being quippy, like in Spider-Man 3. Like,
it's one-liner central.
God, it's bad. It's so weird.
This time I got your back. Like, God, dude, shut the fuck up.
Just hit somebody. Fuck. I hate this. Have you heard of this Gods of Egypt?
Yeah, I saw the poster for like the 5.
Does it have it has Jaime Lannister in it, right?
I think so. And then I also think I saw him. Clive Owen.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, well, hold on. Gods of Egypt is the upcoming mythological action-adventure film from director Alex Proyas, the filmmaker and the former music video editor. I think they said he did, yeah, The Crow and Dark City. In addition to popular genre tent poles like iRobot, there's not been a whole lot of buzz about the movie, but there's already begun to... wait, what? But that's already beginning to change. Begun to change, that's weird.
Yep.
The first trailer... Oh, they released a trailer right on. At the Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2.
Mockingjay.
Magic, monsters, gods, and madness reign throughout the palaces and pyramids of the Nile River Valley in this action-adventure inspired by the classic mythology of Egypt. So it's not based on any real story, just kind of like, Anubis is going to be in it. Ooh, there is a flying Anubis in the background.
Is that Ra? No,
yeah.
It's going to be corny.
Set gods of the desert, gods of Egypt. Wow, weird. Yeah, and they're gonna do real D, 3D, and 2D.
Which ones are we gonna get? What gods?
I don't know if they
Isis,
say
Isis, Anubis, Ra. What are we talking?
With only a handful of heroic rebels opposing Set's savage rule. So Set, I don't know if that's a pharaoh or a god. Do you know if that's a god?
I don't know.
Set.
I said the three I knew.
Yeah. Well, it's Gerard Butler.
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
The merciless god of darkness. That's Set. The god of darkness.
Set.
Yeah, let's see. Blah, 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 blah. 42 and get up. Yeah, the star of G.I. Joe. Okay, this is losing me. But yeah, that looks something like I'll probably enjoy.
Oh, yeah, you're going to eat that for breakfast.
Yeah, I like those horrible, horrible. Do you watch Supernatural?
No.
I've heard like a lot of good things about
it. I've been told to watch it by several people that I almost was like, oh, you watched that? But then I thought to myself,
feels like Buffy, right?
Don't watch that.
It feels like Buffy, kind of.
It's
like
also
a huge Buffy.
It's a huge investment, Paul.
How many seasons?
There's a couple.
Oh, fuck.
There's a couple. I think there's three
and
or four.
And sometimes, like with those TV shows, it'll be 22 a season. It's like, fuck.
That's a thick bet.
And not only that, like watching The Flash and shit like that, like I love that there's that many episodes, but their story arc could have probably been cut to like 13,
probably,
maybe 12,
yeah,
and cut out a lot of the bullshit. But it does play like a comic, but I don't know anything about Supernatural, so I don't know if that's like what they're going for as well.
No idea.
So, new Star Fox game for Wii.
Why are you...
You've been playing fucking Fallout. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, let's talk about a real game.
Yeah, go ahead. Well, Star Fox was great for Nintendo 64.
Yeah, but
you liked it, right?
Not for Wii. Come on.
I don't know. I mean, you can fly with your hand.
Don't be a turd.
I haven't played the Wii U, have you?
No.
Okay, I heard it's really cool. Go ahead. Fallout 4.
It's a man's game.
Yeah.
It's made for adults. It's awesome. It's just like the tightest RPG open world game that I've played in a really long time. Like, I played Shadow of Mordor, and it's small, and it plays like Assassin's Creed, but it's still fun because of the content. But
repetitive, though.
You get real bored, yeah, of just... Jogging
worth
from,
the $20 spent
yeah,
on it. Okay,
jogging
cool.
from Warlock
because I bought it too. That's why I was wondering. I'm like,
fuck. Oh no, you're gonna enjoy the shit out of it.
I hated Assassin's Creed the first one, so I'm assuming that this will be a little bit better than that.
Yeah, it's gonna be like 10 times better than that.
Okay, well then I'm in.
But no, Fallout is people are bitching about the graphics.
Why are they shitty?
Yeah, they're saying like, oh, look at these like sad graphics for next gen. Why did they make them so low? All
really?
This stuff. And I was like, you're getting hundreds of hours of written, dialogued content downloaded into a fucking CD.
Yeah. Well, Blu-ray.
And you want better graphics on your guy in armor.
So you're saying
instead
like
instead of the huge space and content and weapons and options.
Well, Skyrim, when you went to the third person view of your dude, like he looked really good.
Yeah, no, he looks really good.
So why are people? I don't understand.
They're bitching because they saw Metal Gear Solid, which was a graphic masterpiece.
And how much how many changes could you do to Solid Snake in that? Could you do?
Oh no, you could do uniform changes. But
were they presets?
Oh yeah, like bought a uniform, yeah.
Because
like
they already have all that fucking like, you know, made
in this
and
one,
rendered.
Like, when you upgrade a chest plate piece of armor from
it goes on to your dude.
Hardened to like tempered,
yeah.
It changes the color and shape of it. Like when I upgraded my arm piece, it changed it from a different shape of metal to a new shape. So all of these thousands of pieces of armor you can get, you can upgrade them 5 or 6 times.
Wow.
And then all of these pistols and rifles and grenades, everything you have, all the, you can set up communities and turrets and set up livestock and farming. And
so it's so expansive that basically the graphics took a bit of a hit because
content quality, yeah. Which I want.
You'd rather have the content more so than the quality
of
the image.
Yeah, dude, you could give me... You know, I play games like Terraria and like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't mind if it's a pixelated block world,
yeah,
if it's cool and fun.
Yeah, and there's a lot to it. Like, you like that expansiveness. More so like when they're like, here, this is the way to go. You can do that. You can do a couple things differently if you'd like, but like everything, like kind of like Tomb Raider. Tomb Raider is very, what's the one that I have called? The Definitive Edition?
Mm-hmm.
It's like her first adventure, kind
yeah.
of.
Young Laura.
Yeah, and I really dig it. It looks fucking fantastic. And,
yeah,
like,
it's gorgeous.
She has, like, preset costumes and shit like that and everything. But you can't do a ton with the weapons and stuff, and the game's very, like, follow this path, and you'll get... I like those types of games because I get so fucking... Like, Skyrim I really enjoyed, but holy dicks, it was, like, 115 hours or some such shit.
Well, yeah, I honestly, I do have a ton of missions open. You just got to find a way to focus. What was I going to say? Like, the Batman games, too.
Arkham, yeah, very fucking, like, here, go
very
to this
like,
point.
Yeah, but if you want, you have a pretty city... But
yeah, there was
nowhere.
A lot of side
I mean,
shit.
I would say that, like, the newest Batman I played, the one with the Batmobile.
Oh, Arkham Knight.
Arkham Knight. Mm-hmm. That game, like, the size of the city, just take it times, like, 50.
And that's Fallout.
And that's Fallout.
Well, yeah, even the size of... Well, is it a different city? Obviously not, it's Gotham, but, like, they...
It's Boston.
For Arkham?
For Fallout.
Oh, that's what I was asking. For Arkham, like, I know it's Gotham, but, like, is it the same city from Origins and...
Yeah.
Okay, and City, basically.
Exactly, yeah.
Because Arkham Asylum, obviously, like, you were just in that.
That asylum. Yeah. No, this is, like, you know, you see the asylum part, you see the lower docks, you see... Yeah, it's got the same areas as the other.
Those games, too, are beautiful, but like you said, they're more compact.
Yeah,
and
they
fucking...
jam a ton of shit in a little space.
Yeah.
Fallout jammed a lot of shit in a lot of space.
What was that fucking game that you were telling me about like how there's planets that people will never even get to?
No Man's Sky.
Yeah, that looks fucked up.
To where, like, once the procedurally generated universe is spawned, you may have a planet that you found, but you may never run into another friend of yours. In that galaxy.
And are the planets actual, like, planet-sized?
They're scaled. Once you, like, the distance that the, pretty much, like, how big the map is, the universe map is scaled to, like, an infinite, you know, a near infinite amount of planets.
Mm-hmm.
But to get from, to planet hop it in a system, you could see the other worlds in the system. It's not like... To where we can't see fucking Mars all the time,
but we can
travel to it. You know what I mean? Like, so there's a logic to it. But once you're like in a galactic atmosphere, you're like, yeah, you're between systems like hundreds of light years. But then once you get into a system, a star with planets around it, you land on any planet you want, and then some of the planets take days to walk around in a full circle.
Yeah.
Like, physically, if you were to just press forward and walk, and some of them take less, some of them take more. It depends on size, but...
It's fucking wild.
It is wild. I was honestly like, this is the most ambitious bullshit I've ever heard.
But I saw the graphics for it, and they didn't look that great, honestly.
No.
Like, at the planet, like, the planet rocks would, like, come off, and they'd all be, like, the same shaped bubble, like, kind
no,
of thing,
but I mean,
you destroyed
good
it.
Good lord.
Yeah, it's,
like,
it's huge.
One of those things that I'm like, oh, I'll sacrifice those graphics for some... wonderful gameplay.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'd rather go graphics and, like, more of, like, a straight path or a path, like, destination than, like, fucking roam around and do whatever, man. Like, because even Skyrim, you could be like, okay, I want to go here and, like, click it on your map. You can probably
fast
do that
travel.
In Fallout.
Yeah.
Well, not even fast travel, but, like, click it on your map and then I would always run so I could see other shit when I was going there, find
you
new
can
locations.
Mark, you can mark your location area. And that's what I've been doing in Fallout, but... There's a point in the game where you get good enough to where you do start jumping and fast traveling, like, or after a big dungeon.
Well, I would assume that once you get most of the map, like, found and explored, then you don't need to do that anymore.
Yeah.
That's why I did that, because I was like, oh, shit, there's the College of Wizards and
but,
shit like that.
Yeah, sweet God, like, I'm running into stuff. It's littering the map as I run by stuff and discover it. It's staggering.
And you're 10% in right now?
Yeah, like,
how
10%.
Many hours?
Like, probably, like, 25 hours.
That's insane. Did you hear about this Victor Frankenstein movie?
With, nope. Yeah.
Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And the Professor Xavier, the young one.
Yeah.
Max Landis writing it. I'm pretty stoked about that. I didn't know about this. Looks very timely and shit like that. Looks like the... Yeah, it is weird, like, you know, like, we're revisiting it again.
Here we go.
Remember this old one?
I, Frankenstein.
But I feel like, oh, God, that was bad. I feel like Landis will have a good good twist on it. He's usually pretty good about that. All right, so we don't have any Genre 5.
No, Paul failed miserably.
Tony doesn't even think of him anymore.
He failed.
Snowpiercer TV show in the works.
I hate you so much.
From Sarah Connor
Tony
Chronicles creator.
Think of him anymore.
Well, it's true.
Thought about, like, 45 of them.
Nah. Doubt it. I don't even think you've been on 45 episodes yet.
How do you know?
I count.
You can't count.
All right, so you want to just hop into movies weekly recommendations and rejections.
I'd like to ask you how many episodes I've been on.
I think you started at 39 and we're on 77.
27, dummy.
Huh?
27.
That was what you
28
started
28 weeks later was our second episode.
Oh, really? I thought like our second episode was 40 Days of Night.
Oh.
I must have forgot.
40
you.
Days of Night.
Yeah. So I thought episode 40. I thought you were 39.
30 Days of Night?
Oh, right on.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. I was thinking 40 days, 40 nights.
You're just the worst person.
I am. Okay. Yeah. Weekly recommendations and rejections. So, yeah, you have been on a lot. But you haven't thought of 45. I think of all of them.
I thought of everyone.
No, you think of like two, maybe.
Oh, God.
I'll throw you two.
Listeners, he's
I'll
a sack of two. Shit liar, sack of shit. I'll
throw you two. Okay. Weekly recommendations and rejections. I saw The Death of Superman Lives.
Bet you did.
A sweet documentary of the Tim Burton slash Kevin Smith slash fucking, Nicolas Cage playing Superman. And they have like a ton of fucking artwork done for it. Like they were about to go into production like 3 weeks beforehand, and then that's when they pulled the plug. But you find out a ton of shit. John Peters, they kind of bury in the movie. Like the documentarian himself, I can't remember his name, but he shot, directed, wrote it. And honestly, like the editing in it's really cheesy in some parts. But like it's a really interesting documentary. I highly recommend it. It's on Showtime Anytime app, which probably not many people have, but you can probably find it online. That's a weird one. Like HBO Go. Yeah, totally. Showtime Anytime. Ah, who watches Showtime? I'm happy because it's Shameless. YouTube probably. Yeah, they usually have documentaries. But it's really fucking interesting to see Tim Burton's take on it, and you can tell that Tim Burton's really bummed that he did not get to make this movie. But you've seen that one picture that's been floating online, like Nicolas Cage is almost Superman, mm-hmm. and he looks awful in it.
Yeah,
that was like a prototype costume of them just trying shit out and seeing like what they and like everyone's like, oh god, this was it, what terrible. But Tim Burton's big thing was that he wanted to see if he could do something that was light. And, like, not funny, but, like, just in the light, because most of his shit is, like, very dark. Like,
yeah.
Edward Scissorhands definitely had the contrast of, like, the little neighborhood and then the dark
there's
house.
There's kids, but it also scared me.
Yeah, and his color schemes for the houses were great and shit like that. But, and they give pretty much the entire, like, plot line and stuff. Kevin Smith's a huge part of it. They talked to all three writers that took over. So Kevin Smith first wrote it, then he got booted once he said Tim Burton should direct it. And then they're like, okay, you're fucking fired, because John Peters did not like him. And then they go to the second writer and the third writer. And
this documentary.
They talk about all of the fucking studios and stuff like that, like how they affect movies, like the black hole of like shit, how they go into development. It's really interesting. Cool look behind the scenes. What do you got?
Oh, sorry. I was just so enamored by your championing of mm-hmm. this documentary.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm not going to root for any of my films like that.
Okay.
Because I didn't like any of them enough.
Oh, really?
Train wreck. It is a train wreck.
Oh, yeah. So, John Cena.
John Cena and you get LeBron James and John Cena, both really, really well-versed actors.
LeBron, how'd you feel about him?
I felt like he was doing like a Cleveland Cavaliers infomercial half the time, and the other half the time
was
he was just reading from cue cards.
Decked out in Cavaliers
shit? No, he literally has a monologue about the greatness of Cleveland as a family place. Oh yeah. He's like, man, why are you always bringing up Cleveland? He's like, did I not tell you about Cleveland?
Oh,
you ever
wow.
seen a Cuyahoga sunset?
Ham-fisted.
It's
fucking
great
segue.
For families.
Jesus.
And he's
Christ.
Like, yeah, but it's not Miami. He's like, how's it different than Miami?
Does
in
it take
any
place
way?
In Miami?
No, it takes place in New York.
What the fuck?
Don't ask me.
That's so weird.
Cause LeBron comes from Cleveland to
I understand.
Get, his medical treatment from Bill Hader.
And he's a New York doctor.
Yeah, a New York sports medicine doctor.
And now does him and Amy Schumer fall in love? Is that the whole thing?
That's the whole thing. She's supposed to be writing a story about him, and then he's kind of like, she's like, great, but then you find out she's just kind of a fucking chubby, chipmunk-faced whore. You learn that from the beginning, but it's just so much more prevalent by the end. You just are like, God damn.
Is she a lot like how she is in her stand-up?
Yeah.
Just like real shitty?
It's a lot of like quippy one-liner snaps to people that you wouldn't really do, kind of like if you lived life like in they talked in Superbad.
Oh,
it
yeah.
wouldn't exist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You wouldn't say those things that quick.
Right. That's why Orson Welles ate his fat ass to death. Like,
yeah.
It's like, who the what high schooler is talking that shit?
And that's where there's a disconnect from if it's acting or if it's just comics and
almost doing the bits.
Celebrities doing bits, yeah. Yeah. Not an actual movie cast with actors.
Yeah.
Because the main person, like, Bill Hader's the closest thing to an actual actor. He was in SNL as a scripted comic, but he also did stand-up and stuff like that.
In real life.
Yeah, in real life. Bill Hader's, like, the most actor you get.
Yeah.
In the whole fucking film. And right. Dennis...
Leary?
No,
Demi Moore?
Not Dennis Quaid. Jesus. Colin Quinn.
Oh, okay.
Old school. Colin Quinn plays her dad, mm-hmm. and then Dave Attell's in it. It's all just comedians or celebrities, besides Bill Hader.
Weird.
So if you don't care for Bill Hader's acting, you're not getting it anywhere else. Okay, I spent too much time on that train wreck.
Ah, Zing, I see what you did there.
Scorch.
Bringing the funnies to you.
The Maze Runner. Scorch Child.
Oh, yeah, I want to see this.
Scorching Trials. Scorching.
Ooh, it is hot.
I'm sweaty in here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I asked if you wanted to.
Yeah, but that was before I started getting all amped
talking.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah, talking and we're using my muscles and burning calories.
You can take off your jacket if you like.
Yeah, I don't want to turn you on.
No.
So, I am Scorch Trials.
Revealing shorts. Go ahead. God.
Like it would reveal anything?
No, it wouldn't.
Okay. So, Scorch Trials was shockingly cool compared to what
Maze Runner was.
I thought Maze Runner was. Yes. Really good. Check it out. It's a gritty shot. It's good stuff.
Does it remind you a lot of Hunger Games?
No.
Cool.
Uh-uh.
Cool.
There's very It seems more conspiracy. Reminiscent. No, yeah, it's more of like what are we going through? What are these people?
So they're still asking the question of like why the fuck are we here? Why were we in this maze? Like why are we here now?
And there's people that are like you're special.
Yeah.
Come here. And they're like, but why? Why?
Yeah.
Why do you want us?
Right. Well, why? I mean.
Yeah. What side are you?
With all their fucking friends dying on those fucking like weird like alien things that were in the first one, those monsters.
There's things that give you a hint. And when Littlefinger is the main guy for one of the sides, you kind of get an eerie feeling. Because if you watch Game of Thrones, you know not to trust that motherfucker.
Do you think they'll make the last one a two-parter?
I don't want them to.
I hope they make it into like just three movies, just a trilogy. It's okay.
Three. You can have that solid trilogy.
Those books aren't that long. Like if you get the box set of
they have pictures in them.
The Maze Runner?
Just kidding.
if you get them, they're like I think like maybe 200 pages.
Yeah.
Like they're not like thick. Yeah. I feel like they. I don't know.
They fit everything they needed to into this one. It felt like a solid movie that didn't drag or fucking stretch.
Yeah,
there's corny parts, but it's a teen.
Yeah,
Eddie,
you're gonna have that because they are trying to appeal to that teen audience because that's where a lot of fucking money is.
Dude, there's some betrayal too.
Oh,
I was pissed at the end of the movie.
Well, I mean, there's betrayal in the first one too.
Yeah, but like real deal.
Ooh, I watched Bad Words.
Oh yeah,
I really like that fucking
Jason
movie.
Bateman.
Yeah, it's about a spelling bee and basically this guy never graduated eighth grade and that's like a loophole in the thing to where he can go and be part of the Golden Quill, I believe it's called.
No,
that's like the ultimate spelling bee. Oh, there's like the national title or some such shit. But yeah, it's really good. Very fucking like dark, like when the shit that he says to people and stuff. But he's super quick, super funny. He has a very smart like type of feel to him and shit like that. It doesn't
Who's
feel
his
like
his girl in the movie.
Oh,
I was super attracted to her.
She's in she was in 22 Jump Street. She played the fucking the villain girl in it. Hang on one second, I'll look up her name. But yeah, she's like a Catherine Hahn.
Oh yeah. She's she's in Step Brothers. Shove you up and roll you in my vagina.
Yeah. She's really fucking funny and she's really good. And she plays a reporter that's following him trying to figure out a story.
I got like a middle-aged woman thing for her.
Right on.
Yeah.
But like her, I feel like she's a great character actor. She can like kind of embody. And she did not play the same character,
yeah,
which I really liked.
Tomorrowland. She was one of the robots in the shop.
Totally. Yeah. But I think she has a cool range because I think a lot of people like her get kind of pegged into this one role of like be the funny shitty girl that isn't that cute and shit like that.
I'd be like the snidey.
Yeah, I really dug the movie. I highly recommend it. I think that one was on HBO Go.
Hell's yeah! I also saw Ant-Man.
Yeah, so did I. We can talk.
It
about
was
that.
Microscopic.
Microscopically amazing. You didn't like the first
beginning hour.
Yeah.
The first hour I was like, get on with it.
There was parts where I was like, I don't need this. Like the heisting and shit like that. It's like I get it, he's a heister. You could have been like, oh, he's from jail, he's gonna go on this last heist and find this and cut out a ton of this shit. But they're trying to make it really funny, but I liked the spirit of it in some aspects, but some felt really forced.
Making Michael Douglas do comedic
endings
hurts the movie.
Yeah.
His trio of morons is too moronic.
Yeah, at times. The ending, though, loved it. Like, yeah, they were great at the end. But, like, at the beginning, I was like, this isn't paying off well.
No. I'm like, what are these random monsters doing with each other
here? I agree.
But yeah, no, I mean, if you want
to fucking last like 30 minutes though, is just wow. You're just like, holy fuck. And the CGI of him shrinking and shit like that looks amazing. I thought that it was really cool. Did you see how they like, instead of him just like shrinking, like fluently, I guess, like it showed like an outline of him, and that's how he did in the comics. And I was like, that's really cool that they kind of paid homage to that.
Yeah.
Cause in comics they had to show him doing that instead of just like blink, blink, like, you know, he's big, now he's small. They actually wanted to show the progression of it, and they kind of used that in the movie, which I thought was neat.
Yeah, no, it was, visually astounding.
And they left a really cool opening for actually having Hank Pym as the original Ant-Man and stuff like that. Like, they showed one of his adventures. I would love to see, like, a CGI Michael Douglas like that. Kind of like what they did in Tron.
Yeah.
With,
Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Bridges, thank you. Yeah. And his CGI for him young was really well done.
Yeah, it was really good.
His mouth looked weird. That's the only thing they can't nail.
I know. Because that's the part that has that sexual articulation to it.
Yeah, that's it. I think that they actually keep like the mouth, so it kind of like moves oddly on the face when they're trying. I don't know, it's weird. But yeah, it looks really good. The whole movie was awesome. Paul Rudd was fun. He is Paul Rudd in it.
Like, he's going to Paul Rudd forever. And it works, because from Clueless to now, Paul Rudd's been fucking...
Paul Rudd. Yeah, he's championed his character.
Oh, man, God. Yeah,
I mean, kind of like fucking Michael Cera. I mean, like, he's definitely fucking...
He's in there.
Pigeonholed himself, into, like, that weird, like, I don't know how to act around people, but I'm funny about it.
Yeah. Jesse Eisenberg kind of does it, but it's...
I can't wait to see him as Lex Luthor. I think that's going to be fucking great.
It's just versions of himself, because he can't hide himself.
Yeah.
He has, like, too much inflection that's, like, just him.
I really dug him in The Social Network. I thought that his, like, shittiness came through really well. He wasn't that awkward little...
Maybe he's shitty.
Maybe.
You know?
Well, I know he strikes me as kind of like the Michael Cera of, like, Michael Cera. I mean, like, him and Michael Cera are just so similar. Like, you look at Adventureland.
Yeah.
And he's Michael fucking Cera. Like, he's that awkward, like, nerdy kid that can't get the girl.
Well, he plays that in American Ultra.
And Zombieland.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both of the, it's just, that's just kind of how he is. But in Social Network, I felt like it showed him being an awesome Lex Luthor, because he's kind of like just a horrible person, but really smart, articulate. The Red Capes Are Coming is one of the coolest lines ever.
With
long hair is weird, but whatever.
Yeah, it is what it is. It's a young Lex, so.
Maybe that's why he's so angry, because he lost it.
He's got those hip shoes on, too.
Yeah.
He looks cool.
He looks young, though, man. Like, he can't get away from that fucking baby face. How old is he?
Oh, he's got to be like mid-20s.
Mid-20s, you think?
Mid-solid 20s, brah.
Let's see. He's been around for a minute, though. They're not going to give me his fucking date of birth, are they? Motherfucker. 83.
Well, I'm 86, so he's like 32. He's in his 30s,
yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Dang.
Go ahead.
All right. I also saw a documentary called Hacker Wars.
Okay, and?
Pretty sweet. I like hackers. Well, I don't like hackers if they fuck with me, but I'm excited about the idea of free information on the internet. That's a good thing.
What do you mean?
Well, just not like getting anything you want online, like being able to fucking freely transverse the web without being stopped by fucking any government site that wants to seize, you know, URLs that are bad.
Like torrenting.
All that shit, yeah.
Well, I mean, like, what else is on there that, like, it's pretty much like, hey, we don't want to pay for this. Then don't let the government stop us. That's what it sounds like. Don't get me wrong. I'm all for it because love torrenting.
I'm saying, like, downloading as well as viewing as well as, like, fucking shopping, everything. I don't think there should be any limits. As well as, like, the web has made it really, really fucking convenient for people that know where to look to find out things about monstrous companies and people.
Yeah.
Like, just go on fucking liveleak.com. Good Lord.
There's a really cool line that Tim Burton said in that Death of Superman Lives. He's like, you know, that photo got out years and years later of him in the suit and stuff. And he's like, but, you know, like, we had one camera in there and it was just all of us as friends playing. He's like, we were trying to figure out, like, how it was going to look. He's like, now we go fucking 3 miles under the earth and fucking in a bunker.
Yeah.
So it doesn't get out. He's like, there's nothing for yourself anymore.
Nope.
And I was like, wow, that's fucking, Tim Burton in England's all like, there's nothing for yourself anymore.
It must be haunting trying to like produce a giant movie. Like J.J. Abrams has to be like,
well, they're
thinking
on
about
sets.
Every word.
They're on like, I think they shot in
London.
Birmingham.
Oh.
What? Wait, is that Scotland? Birmingham? No, that's in England. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's where they're shooting Star Wars. And I think it's because like there's less paparazzi over there and shit like that. Hell's and they can probably keep it way locked down. Like I think when Kevin Smith went there, they had a poster that said loose lips sink starships. That was hard to say. But yeah, he made that poster just for Kevin Smith.
Loose lips sink
because
starships.
He was going to fucking talk about it.
Yep.
And then after he talked about going on the Millennium Falcon and crying, like everyone was calling J.J. Abrams. Like, I want to relive my childhood. And he's like, stop it.
Stop it. What did Kevin say? Fuck.
Oh, dude, he said that there was this pyramid fucking thing where there's a whole bunch of like stormtroopers and like everything. And like there was, I think, 5 crews shooting it. So 5 different crews shooting all these different things. And he'd be like, all right, go to this one. Go to this one. And like hitting certain beats of it. And this whole like fucking football stadium. Of just like an actual pyramid. Fucking insane.
What?
That movie's gonna be so good.
Where's that pyramid at?
Inside somewhere.
It's in a sound studio.
Yeah, I believe so.
Dang.
Yeah, like Studio 16, then Warner Brothers, that's like the biggest one. That's where they were gonna build a Brainiac ship for fucking Superman. They had such cool fucking art for it. It would have been a neat movie.
It's gone.
Yeah, it's gone forever. But they had a lot of elements of Man of Steel that were in that as well. Like Ja-Rel, being like guiding him through the ship and stuff. He had a robot that turned into Ja-Rel's face and shit.
Yeah, I'm glad they waited because that would have been a CG nightmare.
Yeah, that was the thing. They were like, that was right before the big CG was like good enough to do things that weren't dinosaurs.
Yep.
Yeah. What else you see?
I saw a documentary called Road. Mm. It's about the Dunlop brothers. They do like MotoGP.
Oh, okay.
Fucking stupid fast motorcycles on like the Isle of Man and road racing and shit. And just, you know, like I think the Isle of Man's claimed like something like 180 people. Some horrible number of people have died.
The Isle of Death, more like it.
It's fucked. Yeah. It's fucked. Because it's like cobblestone roads where you're driving 200 miles an hour.
Right on. So, I remember that in Beetle Adventure Racing.
God damn it.
There's a fucking name drop.
Beetle Adventure Racing.
I love
you couldn't
that fucking
say
game.
Fucking like Rush 2064.
No. They didn't have cobblestones in that.
Beetle Adventure Racing.
Dude, that's a good game.
Yeah, I'm going to go play Blast Corps.
Wow.
Knock
right,
down
right
some
on.
Buildings.
I'm going to go play Descent on my DOS computer. Go ahead. What else you got?
Fucking sick movie called The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Yeah, you've been raving about that.
Yeah, it's a fucking spy thriller set back in like the fucking 50s, and it's just great. It's got Henry Cavill, and it's a Guy Ritchie film, so it feels a bit like Snatch and Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels,
gotcha.
Stuff like that, but it's very watchable. It's not super, super fucking gangster British.
Yeah, that's good.
Because it's classy gangsters.
Sometimes I can't understand a
classy
word
assassins
saying.
And shit.
I got you. That's cool.
Fucking fantastic film. Also watched another fantastic film with fucking Sean Penn, Javier Bardem.
Okay.
Who the hell else is in that? Frenchie, the guy who plays French from the Departed.
Yeah.
Get him a fucking cranberry juice.
Yeah, that dude rocks.
Who else? I don't know. But it's called The Gunman.
Okay.
And it's brand new. It just came out on Netflix, but it didn't do anything. I don't think it ever hit theaters.
Really?
But it's a fucking really well-produced, action-fucking-packed, fucking sweet-ass paramilitary, like, dudes who did, like, dark missions for fucking small African governments assassinating people. Those things coming back, like they're getting hunted for their crimes, pretty much.
Yeah.
And fucking Sean Penn's a beast in it, dude. It's like fucking like John Wick cool.
Oh, wow.
Almost.
Yeah, John Wick was it. They're making
it's
a second
one. Not
as
stylized, you know what I mean? John Wick's very stylized. This one's a little more like legit.
Oh, okay.
But, kind of like Jason Bourne-y fighting to where like it's knife fights that are using objects.
I started watching the first Bourne. I haven't seen any
God
of them.
Damn right,
it's just
dude.
Weird. Like some shit just passed me. Probably
excuse
because
me.
It wasn't fucking Pacific Rim and shit like that.
Yeah. It didn't have a Jurassic Park logo.
I really
on it.
Dug Minority Report was really cool because they had that sci-fi element in it. And Jason Bourne doesn't have that as much as more of like, you know, fucking like who am I? It felt like Memento.
No,
but with
Jason
a lot
Bourne's
cooler fighting.
Based more in reality.
Yeah, definitely.
It's more of a 007-y.
Yeah.
You should watch them all, though. They get better and better.
Yeah, no, they put like a ton of them on Netflix. I think they put the first three or four or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else you got?
I also saw American Ultra with Jesse Eisenberg and Kristen Stewart.
And wasn't
and
fucking
Topher Grace.
Yeah, about to say 70 show.
Yeah.
In his most pinnacle role, Venom.
Honestly,
Eddie geez, Brock.
Yeah, that's a pile of shit.
Whew, he was bad.
He's funny.
Yeah.
He's cool. I've never cared for Topher all that much.
He plays himself too. That's one of those characters that he's just like himself.
Yeah. But also I really don't care for Kristen Stewart with her vampire bullshit movies.
Oh, Twilight's. That's the girl from Twilight. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
She was fucking awesome.
Really?
She smiles, which has never been seen before.
No, no. Yeah, she's very monotone.
Dude, she's very cool, like little stoner couple. Like, they love each other and shit, but then, like, he gets activated because he's a fucking...
sleeper agent?
Like a sleeper assassin. Shit. Yeah. Because they're pretty much saying, like, let's recycle these soldiers, knock them off, kill them.
Yeah.
Because they didn't work right. Most of them didn't work right. They usually went insane.
Yeah.
When you see, like, the results of that later from one of the soldiers that tries to kill Jesse. But, like, dude, it's so cool because he's still such a fuck-up, but he's an assassin.
Oh, shit. I know exactly. Yeah, I saw the preview for that,
and
it looked amazing.
He kills someone with a spoon and shit.
Yeah, yeah, but he's, like, the gas, like, the clerk at a, like, a quick stop, like, kind of thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's just chilling out.
That did look really good. Right on.
He's like, dude, stop fucking with my car, and they're putting bombs on his car.
That's actually a really unique screenplay to get like that kind of like stoner rip, but like and Bourne Identity type feel to
it's funny because he's
neat.
Like let's go to John Leguizamo's in it too.
Oh.
He's fucking hilarious.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry I accidentally pulled a cord a bit. I didn't mean it, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
All right. But yeah, American Ultra. Fucking highly recommend that one. It is fucking, it's funny. Like, he'll kill people and they'll be in the parking lot and he's just like, we could go to Star's house. And she's like, you really want to go get fucking high right now? There's bodies. And he's like, but I want to. Like,
that's awesome.
But yeah, American Ultra. And then I watched a bit of GoldenEye.
Fucking Pierce Brosnan. What made you want to watch that? What made you want to watch that?
You like that?
Yeah, that was good.
I hate you. I love how you won't respond to me when I do that.
Well, that's
how
you treat it, and then it stops.
Oh, I always just kind of stay quiet. And
Yeah. If you just steamroll me, then I'll probably be like, okay, he's not into it.
Jesus. What do you mean, how was it?
No, why'd you watch it?
Why?
Was my question.
Oh.
I watched some of that movie. Actually, I watched it not too long ago, and I didn't feel like it held up that well at all.
Oh, it was
good. Made me want to play the video game.
The only part I saw was the end, and it was awesome because I felt
cool.
The video game being, you know.
Well, I like the beginning because he's on the dam and shit like that.
I like
so,
the bridge scene at the end because it's like last level.
Right on, yeah. God, that fucking level was so hard when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, that game was so fucking good. That game surpassed the movie, in my opinion. I can't believe that he made three of those. Was he in four or three?
I think he was in four of them.
Four. It was GoldenEye, Tomorrow Never Dies, Die Another Day, and World Is Not Enough?
The World Is Not Enough.
Wait, Die Another Day. Is that right?
Yeah, Die Another Day is... Yeah.
And Tomorrow Never Dies, he was definitely in, because I remember the video game came out for PlayStation 1, and everyone was pissed because it wasn't first person. It was third. They were so mad. They're like, why the fuck does Nintendo 64 get fucking GoldenEye when we get this piece of shit?
Yep.
All right, is that all of them?
Yep.
Cool. Hopping to Test of Tony.
The Phantom Menace.
Oh, shit,
episode one.
All right, hold on real quick. I'm going to give the $115 million budget, which isn't that
what
much.
What did it gross?
$552 million worldwide.
Good for itself.
Yeah, almost fucking fived over. Yeah.
It almost fived itself?
Fived, yeah. Wait, what's in... What's five and like quadruple or triple? What's it five?
Quintuplet?
No, that's Quinn. We're dumb. Okay. Yep. hey, you might be right.
We're stupid.
But yeah. What's my first note right here? Practical effect of the ship blowing up in the landing dock. I thought that was really cool that they were still integrating a lot of the fucking like practical effects.
George had it his way.
Oh, God. But there's some scenes when I'm like,
he wouldn't use actors.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Like, everything was built out of nothing. Like, it just looks so bad, too.
Yeah. No, it makes everything look like real, like...
shiny.
Like, shitty lit chalk.
Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah.
What, and there's weird parts of, like, when they ran from the destroyers, like, they just, like, fucking, like, have super speed.
Yeah.
I never understood that. And even as a kid, I was like, why the fuck? And when they jump off the fucking vents, like, when they're in the same ship, they're in the, with the Trade Federation ship trying to do.
Yeah, they come out of the vents from the room.
That looks fucking terrible. Yeah.
I think the CG is too ambitious for the time. He thought, oh, I have CG capability. Let's do it all.
Yeah, and you could tell from his re-releases of the first, four, five, and six, that he wanted more CG anyways, like, in general.
In the 70s, he was like,
what are those things called? Those lizards, like the boondacks or some shit? The first meeting of Jar Jar, though, with him and Qui-Gon, they start further away from the camera, like really far away, and as they come up, they actually, like, raise the voices, which I thought was really weird. They don't usually do that in movies.
Yeah.
They don't, like, take that fucking audio. Usually it's just the audio of them talking, because they were talking to microphones. That was all ADR, like, after the fact. And but I thought that was kind of neat. And even when he pushes, like, Jar Jar down before that tank, didn't look that bad. Like, that was pretty impressive for the CG interacting
with
it.
He swings his ears and Ewan ducks.
Yeah.
Like, it's, you know, there's stuff he did that it's great with CG and integrated CG, but there's times when you just go, oh, boy.
Yeah, well, I was listening to the score a lot, too, this time around. When they go into the Gungan city, it's all choirs and it sounds like sirens. I thought that was fucking a really good idea.
I also really like the sound effects.
Yeah.
Like, when you think of Star Wars is the fact that...
And the sound mixing is fucking gone eons from the original, so
Those pod racers sounded stupid.
Ooh, God, and listening to it downstairs in that fucking sound bar, holy shit, that was so rad.
And then, what's another? When the fucking, when the tanks are hitting the Gungan shields, that, like...
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, holy shit, that sounds crisp.
And that looks so weird. It looked like a video game right there. Like, when that... Even the grass and everything, I was like, they didn't even shoot a location and put CGI. That's all fucking computers.
Mm-hmm.
So weird.
No reason for it.
And then my last note was Padme is made to clean fucking R2-D2. That fucking stuck in my cross. So I was
clean it up, loser.
There's fucking four other handmaids or whatever they're called, and she's like, hey, queen, go do this. Oh, so they don't know you're a queen.
The acting is god-awful, and
Jesus
I can't
Christ,
tell if...
Natalie Portman really fucking phoned it in.
I mean, I can't tell if George Lucas was like, give her another shot of Thorazine before she starts.
Honestly.
Like, let her go do some heroin, then we're gonna shoot this scene, because I don't want her doing all these nice inflections or being a caring actor like she can be.
And a lot of people compared it to the other ones, and they're like, well, the acting was shitty in those. I'm like, no, there was a lot of fucking emotion in all of it, almost too much sometimes. And you know, like,
I mean,
I felt like he toned it down so much, just went the complete opposite way.
Do you like her ending when she tells Anakin he's breaking her heart?
Yeah, that one wasn't bad.
That's like...
Yeah, that was...
That gets me.
Yeah.
She's like, you're going somewhere and I can't follow you. And I was like... Tah!
I mean, Revenge of the Sith is probably the best out of that trilogy.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, the fighting on, like, Mustafar and stuff, even though some of it's, like, they are really close to lava. How are they not on fire?
Oh, they would have
their
skin.
Maybe they're using the Force as, like, a fucking force field. Yeah. I'll buy it. Whatever. But, yeah, like, him killing the fucking younglings and shit like that, that was brutal as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, no, I still like Phantom Menace. There's parts of it that I love, but I think that's nostalgia.
That is nostalgia, because I like...
Pod racing is incredible.
I like pod racing. I like the Naboo and the Trade Federation looks of their ships and stuff.
Yeah, and the Galactic Senate, that looks awesome. Yeah. All those, like, pods and shit like that.
You get to see fucking Coruscant for the first time.
Oh, Coruscant's gorgeous, too. When they're coming up on that planet, it just looks like all of New York City is the planet. That was so neat. There's beautiful fucking aspects of it, but then people start talking and it just sucks.
Well, like you said, like, it's very Star Warsian to be like, that's a forest planet, there's a desert planet.
Yeah, definitely.
There's a city planet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, well, we have all this on our planet, but we need it just as one each.
I wonder if Alderaan was a well-balanced planet before it died.
Yeah, it seems like that one was like had a city or like it seemed like Camelot. That's what Alderaan like felt to me. But yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I just wrote
Darth
acting
Maul
is god awful. Well, Darth Maul didn't need to act because, dude, he had me mesmerized.
Yeah, that was probably that was the coolest thing since fucking Darth Vader that I'd seen as
a
kid.
Everything about him, all his black speeder bike, his black fucking drones, all that shit.
And
so
the
cool.
black drones reminded me a lot of the ones that went to Hoth and shit like that. Like, it looked like
they are scannered. Yeah,
yeah, they looked like a forefront to it. And that's also one thing I like about the prequels is that they kind of show how they got to the things that they had now.
And that's why I love...
even the clone troopers ending up being the stormtroopers. I thought that was
awesome. I love seeing stuff from like the video game... oh my God. Why? Old Republic.
Yeah.
Because it shows like bots that are like C-3PO but are minimalist in their technology before things like 3PO, droids like 3PO are created.
Right.
So it shows them hundreds of years beforehand.
I hate that Anakin made C-3PO. I think that's so fucking dumb.
Oh, really?
I think that's so stupid. Fuck yeah, man. Like, because isn't 3PO like on, the sky planet. Oh, God damn it. Why can't I remember the name of it?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Fuck me. It's so dumb. But yeah, he's on that, and don't you think Darth Vader would remember that type of shit? Like, oh, hey, there's fucking that robot I made.
Hey, robot I made. Did you get covers?
Yeah, when I was like, you know, I'm naked. But yeah, no, there's weird. In the shop with Quado, there's a C-3PO in the background all covered in armor, which I was like,
wait. Well, I've seen silver C-3POs and shit.
Which was on the Cloud City 2. Is that what it was called, Cloud City?
I think it is.
Yeah, okay, right on.
Cloud City, yeah, but the droid
Bespin? Bespin?
Bespin?
Is that it?
Maybe.
Is that the planet name? Bespin?
I don't know.
Let's hope.
Okay. Not.
All right. So, what would you score the movie?
Give it a 7.
Yeah, I was about to say. I feel like I'd give it a 7. Mainly for nostalgia, but there's such cool fucking parts of it that are so watchable and enjoyable of it.
But I mean, there were. Yeah, I was gonna say it's a Star Wars, so you're gonna have entertainment, but you still go, you cringe, whatever.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the old movies and stuff. If there's like stuff that I was like, oh, it's so fucking Ewoks. Those were bad. As a kid, I loved them.
Ewoks were god awful.
I'm like, oh, this is so boring. And like, they're like, oh, look, C-3PO is going to retell the story. I'm like, why is this being shot?
No.
They're
hailing him.
One
as a
really
god.
Cool thing that stuck out to me, and this is about Attack of the Clones, was at the end when they show the clone army because they're like, okay, we have to do this because, you know, we have to fight this Sith power in the Trade Federation and whatnot. They're doing the last theme, and at the end it goes na 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 na, and you can like almost not catch it because it's so slow, like the score of it. And I just fucking love that because it's just panning across what it will be fucking stormtroopers. I like that foreshadowing of something that you already know is going to happen.
But it's still cool.
Yeah, so awesome. All right, movie of the week, Ronin.
Ronin.
Let me check the box office.
1998.
Yeah, hit me with some facts on it, Tone. Who directed it? Some guy's name I can't fucking pronounce, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's a director I've never followed. I don't know who directed it.
Production budget not applicable. $41 million domestic.
I thought it was like a $15 or $20 million budget.
I'm assuming it didn't seem. I mean, fuck the end car chase. They fucked up a lot of shit and blew up a lot of stuff too.
Gene Reno, Robert De Niro, and Sean Bean. And Stefan Skarsgård.
Yeah.
Are the four mains. And I forget the girl's name. She's got an extremely Russian. She's like Natashiano.
It is. Where is she? Yeah, Natasha McElhone.
Okay.
McElhone. Yeah, Gene Reno played himself as usual.
Duh.
Robert De Niro played himself as usual. That's why, dude, honestly. No offense to the film, it's fun. If I would have saw it in 1998, I probably would have been a huge fan of it, but I was wow, I've seen... they make these movies all the fucking time
but
now.
Not when that one was made. There was nothing European like that made in America.
And see, I think that's kind of like a bummer for me because I didn't experience this movie when it came out.
Oh, it
like
breaks
when it was,
my heart.
But like, I was bored by it, and not only that, I couldn't understand half the fucking flick because it was in French and I didn't have subtitles.
Jesus.
And you're like, well, they talk a lot in French, but then like, they do it. Actually, so you know what they're doing. I was lost. I was like, okay, so she's a baddie now. like that dude's mad about something. I'll find out later.
You're so bad at watching films that have like subtlety?
No. Not at all. I can pick up on subtlety, but not when it's in fucking French.
I'm just saying, you could have got some subtitles.
I would have to pay for the fucking movie. Thank God I didn't do that. I would have been so butthurt about it. Like, give me $4,
God, you
Tony.
Big fucking baby.
But yeah, I mean,
I'm gonna have to.
Shot wise, it was pretty, but it wasn't amazing or anything to me. The car scene was the car chase was amazing. That was really fucking captivating. But it felt like sudden death, kinda.
What?
Yeah, at the end when they're holding the hostage of the girl skating and shit like that. Well, maybe it was the ice rink. Maybe that's why I felt that way.
Uh-huh.
Sudden death. Remember Jean-Claude Van Damme? We should do that as a test of Tony. That's probably
We'll watch The Net.
No, sudden death, I bet, holds up. He fights a mascot and puts it through a dishwasher,
you
for fuck's sake.
Ass mouth.
That's so cool. All right, but yeah, I couldn't really... They never say what's in the box that they're going through the entire movie.
That's the whole theme of the film is the fucking...
I get it.
The training that you need to not care about.
It doesn't matter.
What's
I don't
inside.
Remember. Yeah, it's just we're doing this job. We're getting paid for it. You can't, like...
That's all that matters in life. It's just, like, getting it done, not worrying about the whys.
For me, a little weak.
I know, because you need the whys.
Yeah, I do. I like the whys.
You need the whys. You also need a little more flash and pizzazz.
Or English.
Or English.
Yeah, that would help.
It was an amazing, like, film noir European thriller.
Yeah, it's awesome. There's parts that were really good, and the blood looked so shitty in that movie.
Dude,
oh, my God.
Dude, they kill so many innocents
and
in that
looks
film.
So, yeah, that was insane, but it looks so bad. The blood looks like tomato soup.
I guess I just don't, like, think about those things. I'm like, well...
What, when you're watching it with your eyes?
I suspend my disbelief because it's not, like, an ultra-realistic effects movie as much as it is, like, the fucking story and the fucking, like, tone.
But that's what sucked is that I couldn't understand half the fucking story. He sits down with the guy and has a whole conversation in French.
That's not my fault that you didn't get some fucking subtitles.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, I got subtitles.
How?
The first 90 times I saw it.
Oh, see, that's what... So when you rewatch it, you're like, oh, I know what they're saying.
I know exactly what's
happening. And me, I'm like... This seems really important. Like, he's sitting down with... It was before they had the talk about the Ronin, like the actual samurais.
Yeah.
It's with the guy that takes the bullet out of his side. Well, not really. The guy that watches it.
Yeah.
Fucking... Which I didn't understand. I'm like, he's painting minis. He's probably really good at doing that.
Yeah.
Which you probably loved.
Oh, yeah, I did.
You're like, I relate to him.
I get it.
I see myself in this flick now.
An old Ronin painting miniatures.
But he's not a Ronin.
He used to be an assassin.
Yeah, but not a samurai. Okay, right on.
No, they're all Ronin because they're fucking like...
They don't have a master anymore, correct?
Yeah, they have... they're all just sort of like working against each other for their own benefit.
And what's it called when they fucking stab themselves in the stomach?
Seppuku.
Seppuku, yeah. And I sound like Robert Downey... Or fucking...
I know.
Robert De Niro right there, Robert Downey Jr. He would have been awesome in this.
You wish. Shut up.
He would have.
He'd have been on too much heroin at that time.
It could have been. Was that what his big drug
98?
Was? I thought it was coke. I thought it was coke and booze.
Coke and booze. Probably a lot of coke, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, like, there's that whole conversation with him and Gene, is
Reno.
That... Reno. Is it Gene?
Yeah, Gene Reno.
Gene, okay.
Gene.
Where they just completely talk in French. And I was like, I bet this would make this movie way better if I fucking knew what was happening.
It's a great conversation.
I tried to look up the screenplay so I could read along, but I couldn't find it. Because there was, like, a revised one and a non-revised one. And I was like, I don't give a fuck. So I just sat there and I was like, no idea what's happening. On with it. Something I'm sure
you
this will make sense sometime down the road.
I love it. I recommend it.
It's
great fucking car action.
Yeah, the car action. And I said that.
Great gunplay. Great fucking that rocket launcher out of the top sunroof. So tight.
Yeah, the blood looked so shitty. It looked like fucking tomato biscuit. And I didn't enjoy that. It took me out of it a little bit.
Isn't that great that now you've got this film under your wing?
Yeah, totally. They're like, what happened? I'm like, not really sure. The girl's bad, I'm pretty sure, and Robert De Niro let her go. I don't know.
He liked her.
Yeah, I think he had a crush on her. They might have said it. Who knows?
God damn
it. I would recommend it with subtitles, everybody. You might enjoy it more than I did. Without subtitles, I'm going to give it a 4. Fuck, I couldn't understand the shit.
I give it a fucking 8.5.
Wow. That's a strong rating.
That is hard.
1998. How old were you? Oh, God. Math.
12.
Why's your nose bleeding?
Shut up.
Is that when you saw it when it came
You're
out?
You're such a fucking piece of shit.
Is that when it came out? Or is that when you saw it?
Oh, I probably saw it after it was on VHS.
So how old do you peg yourself?
I was probably 14.
I can see you liking this movie a lot then.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now, do you think nostalgia plays in it at all?
Well, yeah, because I was, like, eating my Doritos, just, like, sitting in my boxies, just, like, chilling out, watching them, thinking, I could be a European fucking assassin.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's so cool with the fucking, like, firecrackers to distract them and changing the lights and shooting fucking people with giant rifles. And
I did like the, how he was saying, he's like, well, who trained you? He's like, I don't remember.
Yeah.
He's like, you're not supposed to. It was a cool underlying theme. But I guess what I'm trying to say is that, like, you spend this whole time trying to fucking figure out what's in this box and what everyone's dying for. And they're like, I don't remember. This is just about us fucking not remembering shit. We're old. Like, that's how I was like, what the
You'll stay alive if you just forget.
Yeah, just forget about it and go kill more people for fucking no apparent reason. There could have been fucking nothing in the box. That's what, like, what's in the box?
I know.
Felt like fucking Brad Pitt in Seven, yeah. All right, what do you, so do you want to do Sudden Death for Tessa Tony next week? I would really like to watch that.
Fine.
Cool. What do you want to do for the movie of the week?
I don't know, man. I've been, you know, hitting a lot of roadblocks with your brain lately.
How do you mean?
I don't know. I got to think of stuff that, like, will entertain you enough for you to watch it.
I watched Ronin.
Shut up.
I just couldn't really understand what was happening.
Why don't we watch fucking...
What, the fucking Secret Gardener again?
No, Lone Survivor.
What's that?
It's action.
Yeah.
Tons.
Can we do something sci-fi that I haven't seen?
Sci-fi?
Yeah, you know a lot about that shit. Not Dune.
Such a stupid asshole.
Yeah, come on.
Listen, hey.
Good sci-fi flicks. I'll
don't
in, I'll
type in good sci-fi flicks, you sack of
get
shit.
I bet I get some good recommendations.
Well, you're the worst. You seen Elysium?
Yeah, for the most part. I know what happens.
You're so shitty.
It was good. I liked the character that was in District 9 a lot. Him, like, being, like, the assassin. He was sick as fuck.
Yes.
The whole rest of the movie felt very fucking like, well, yeah, duh, they're poor. It's Snowpiercer on a planet.
I get it. And it was before Snowpiercer.
Was it?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
It's also a theme that's not new, shithead.
At all.
I hate you.
I mean, Titanic, same fucking thing.
Good sci-fi. You really
poor kid can't get the rich girl. We get it.
Why do you want sci-fi?
Huh? I like sci-fi.
Why don't we just go watch The Martian?
Can we talk about that, though? Can we talk about it, though?
We can do whatever the fuck we want.
Elysium, what was the other movie that I said that was like it? Elysium
Snow
was
2013.
Yeah.
Why are you typing in
they're
Snow
both Piercer? 2013.
Well, Elysium was before it.
I hate you. Don't think that's true, though.
Neither way, it's not like they based their concepts on the other.
Pretty sure they did.
No, because they came out at the same fucking year.
Nope. Oh, same year, but guess who was first?
I hate you.
Snowpiercer.
So
gonna snowpierce my cock in her mouth. All right, but what do you really though?
I don't give a fuck.
Okay, hold on. I got the 100 best sci-fi films right here.
Yeah, you'll not want to watch 90
Escape
of those.
From New York, Splice, Attack of the Block, City of Lost Children, Westworld, Serenity. I haven't seen Firefly.
You should watch Firefly first.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. The Black Hole, Escape from the Planet of the Apes. These all don't sound good. Oh, can we do Logan's Run? I haven't seen that.
You'll love it.
Yeah?
Yeah, you'll absolutely
cool.
love it.
Logan, I've been really wanting to...
You're
going to
choke this one down.
Really, it's bad?
It's all good. It's all you, bro.
I feel like
you're... Nah, you're a genius.
Setting me up for failure. Or are you?
No. You're the best.
Do you like Logan's Run?
I do.
Okay, cool. Well, you're then good. At least someone will have fun. Is any of it need subtitled? If so, I will purchase the movie, because Jesus Christ, that was hard to follow.
I don't know.
Okay, well, we'll figure it out soon. In the 2 weeks, I think, we're going to have Willis Gordon and Tom Nelson on, and we'll announce, I believe, next week what the movies and stuff will be, but that'll be a fun one. Strap yourself in. That's probably going to be a three-hour podcast. I'm not going to split it up into two parts. I'm just going to let you all have it, and you can do what
yeah,
you want.
Yeah, just choke on it.
Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.